Kermit Love, who died last week, contributed one of the most familiar images to the modern media landscape, if not to the American imagination. Love was a costume designer who worked with George Balanchine, with Twyla Tharp. He made a giant marionette of Don Quixote. He made the wings of Stravinsky's Firebird. But we all know of his creativity for another bird he designed.
Sesame Street was brought to today by the letter P and by the number 13.
On Sesame Street, he made the suit for, among others, Big Bird. Carol Spinney has spent many years inside that suit, and he joins us from his home right now. And Carol Spinney, tell us about Kermit Love, who actually appeared on Sesame Street, so we would recognize his face, I guess.
Well, you would. He looked a great deal like Santa Claus. He was known as Willie the Hot Dog Man.
First, we should dispense with something people might wrongly suspect. His being named Kermit has nothing to do with Kermit the Frog being named
Kermit. No, he was always introduced. He said, no, I'm not Kermit the Frog. He wasn't named after me either. I'm just Kermit the Person.
What was his talent? What was his particular talent?
Well, he was great at building things at theatrical. Like, for instance, for Balanchine, he recreated Picasso's Rodeo. And he redressed it based on the photos of the imagined characters. They were very Picasso-like, with a horse, for instance, both eyes would be on one side of the head, kind of a bizarre Picasso look.
And the costume that you wore? I mean, how did that one come about?
He was Jim Henson, who created the Muppets, was told of Kermit's abilities for building things. So he commissioned Kermit to come to the Muppet Workshop, because he was planning to build a large, silly bird puppet so big you'd get inside. And he hired Kermit to build the bird, and so it was literally built around me. And it's made of a series of hoops, creating his general outline, like sort of like a fuselage on a plane.
Well, you would be the most important judge as to whether it was a comfortable Big Bird suit to wear. Did you talk with him, with Kermit Love, about that?
Yes, we tried to make it as much, but there's a rule sort of in puppetry. And it generally is, if you're comfortable, you're probably doing it wrong. For instance, Big Bird's head weighs 4.5 pounds, and the puppet head is in my hand, and that rises a full foot above the top of my hand, which is bent over.
He was 91 when he died.
Yes. For years, he never would give his age. And he wasn't big on writing letters, but I got a letter last year from him. He says, "Would you believe it? I'm 90, Kermit." That was the only letter I ever gotten from him.
Well, Carol Spinney, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
That's Carol Spinney, the man inside Big Bird, talking about late Kermit Love, who designed that costume.
Kermit, we're going to miss you. It's me, Big Bird. Bye, Kermit.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.